Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lama Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum thought he could get the inside track in the $10,000 contest Diogenes Smith is conducting by offering his services to Diogenes as an assistant pamphlet writer. However, the plan went amiss, and Diogenes appointed Abner as his helper instead. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Diogenes' printing press has been installed in the feed room of the Jot 'em Down store, and Abner is hard at work trying to write some pamphlets for those presses while a disgruntled Lum looks on. Listen.
Hey, Lum. Come here, Lum.
What do you want?
Well, come here now and listen to this idea for a pamphlet and see if it sounds any good to you.
No, it don't. I can tell you that before I even hear it.
Well, now, listen to it anyway, Lum. Honesty is the best insurance policy.
Insurance policy? How'd that insurance get in there?
Well, I don't know of no other kind of policies. What kind ought it be?
Well, it ain't no kind. Just policy, that's all.
Huh?
But you can't use that, because that's an old Eddard saying of mine. That's just like stealing. And I don't reckon Diogenes is going to give that $10,000 prize to a fella that goes around stealing sayings.
Well, I never knowed I was stealing, Lum. I thought I studied that up myself. You won't tell Diogenes I done that, will you?
Well, I got to tell the truth, Abner. Honest fella like me, you know.
Well, I won't use that anymore. Honest, I won't. I'm honest. Wait a minute. Here. I'll just throw it away right now. I'll just tear it up right there and throw it away. See there? See? I ain't going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this one, Lama, and see if it's any better.
It ain't.
Him who helps his mama is a good boy.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is that any good?
Of course not. You ain't told nobody nothing there. Anybody knows that if you help your mommy, you're a good boy. That ain't nothing new.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? How's this one? Him who makes a success out of himself.
Well, what's the rest of it?
Well, I couldn't think of nothing more. That's as far as I got with that one. What do you think I ought to put on the end of it there, Long?
Don't ask me. You're the big pamphlet writer around here. Go ahead and finish it yourself.
Yeah, but I can't think of nothing, Long. I don't know how to study up no ideas about right living.
You ought to have thought of that before you taking the job away from me, Mr. Wise Guy.
I never taken this job away from you.
You did, Donnie.
I never done no such a thing. I was a pinted. Diogenes pinted me.
Yeah, but why did he pint you? Just because he heard you giving a saying that I thought up myself, that's why. If you weren't so unhonest, you'd have told him that, too.
Well, I tried to tell him, Lum, but he said he wanted me for his helper, and, well, I weren't going to go against him and get him mad at me. Doggies, I want to win that $10,000. Don't forget that.
Go ahead and win it. See if I care. I don't know how you're ever going to do it, though, with them unhonest tactics. That's all I got to say.
Well, now, come on now, Lum. You just got to help me with these things. I can't get them done alone, and I know you got a whole lot of them pamphlets already rid of.
Listen, Abner, them are my pamphlets. You write your own. You're such a terrible, wonderful writer. Now, let's see you go ahead and do something.
Lum, if you let me use them pamphlets of yours, I'll give you half of the $10,000 when I win.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. I made you that same proposition yesterday, and you turned me down. Cold.
Well, I never said final, did I? Didn't I say something I'd think it over or something?
No, sir. You turned me down. Never said nothing. Said you wanted to be known as the winner and get your picture in the paper and all that. That's just what you said.
What's the matter with me anyway?
So, from now on, Mr. Pamphlet Writer, me and you ain't going to have no more propositions. You go your way and I'll go in the opposite direction.
Now, Lum, you just got to help me with these things. Now, I'm supposed to have some pamphlets ready to show Diogenes today.
Show him what you got there.
Huh?
Fact is, I wished you would show them to him. Then maybe Dodge and he'd think twice before he goes around finding a helper for himself. Go on, show him to him.
Well, I better get some more dead then, I reckon. Let's see. How does this one here sound? Little Pearl helped me write it last night. Roses are red.
That's all I need to hear, that one. Go ahead.
Roses are red. Violets is blue. Everyone ought to be kind and true. And so art you, too.
That's the worst I ever heard. No ordinary person could turn out something that bad. Little Pearl must be a genius. A genius.
Well, good for Pearl. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
There it comes Dodge and these. Doggies, I wished I had some more ideas to show him. Come on now, please let me just have just a couple of them that you written.
No. Do your own work.
Well, I can't write none, Long.
Wouldn't be honest if I give you some of mine.
Oh, it would, Donnie, too. Now, I can't think up no more.
Don't worry. After today, you won't have to.
Dad, blame it all anyway.
Mind out. Here you go. Yeah, wonderful world, Arginine.
Ah, yes, wonderful world, my friends. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
And how is my good and faithful helper today? How are you progressing with your mission of missions?
Oh.
How many golden syllables have you fashioned together for the guidance of the weak and the wayward? How much rhetoric have you molded into messages of might? How much logic have you poured into poignant phrases of honesty? How much would you pay for a padlock?
A padlock?
Yes. Look what I have in this paper sack. The biggest padlock I could purchase. $1.69, plus the tax. See how magnificently it works. Insert the key, and then tick a lock. The comforting sound of security. Tick a lock.
You feeling all right, Dodge?
Ah, yes. Wonderful.
Wonderful. I thought you were going to say wonderful world.
No, a wonderful world, Mr.
Peabody. Wonderful world.
Here, take this padlock and fasten it on the door to my workshop. Then you'll have no interference from me or my printing press in your affairs.
Well, wait a minute, Dodge. We don't care if you interfere with our affairs. Fact is, we're proud to have you around.
No, I insist. Lock the door. Board it up. Yes, board it up.
But, Diogenes, we don't want to lock the door. We trust you.
Oh, yes, you trust me, of course. But, you see, in the course of my work, I have met visitors. Some good, some bad. Perhaps some are stragglers and strays I must needs bring back to the path of honesty. To tread once again in the light of my lantern. It is for your own protection that I demand this done.
Well, if you actually only did, why, I reckon we can do it for you.
Yes, let it be done, and right away. And now, my faithful helper, let us examine the golden words you have written for me this day.
Oh, me? Well, I don't know hardly Diogenes, you see.
Go ahead, Abner. Go ahead and show them to him.
Yes, time is precious.
Read them.
Precious is time, Let us see your work, my friend.
Well, I feared I ain't done much good. I got one here. It goes, him who helps his mama is a good boy.
Him who helps his mama. Oh, yes. Yes, a masterpiece. So direct. So simple.
Yeah.
Therein lies its beauty and its effectiveness. It's fundamental. Basically fundamental. Let me have that again, Mr. Peabody.
Him who helps his mama is a good boy.
Oh, excellent. And now you repeat it, Mr. Edwards.
Me?
Yes. Repeat it.
Him who helps his mama is a good boy.
Magnificent, fundamental, wonderful. Isn't it, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. I don't see how he thinks up them things, Arthur.
You know, I believe I shall write a whole pamphlet based on that very theme. In fact, I think I shall repair to my workshop and do it now. And you, my faithful helper, continue your excellent work. Farewell. Oh, but wait, before I take leave of you, I must have a word with you, Mr. Edwards.
With me?
Yes. I've been observing you, your generous, helpful spirit, your lack of envy over your partner's appointment as my helper.
Oh, no, I weren't envious of him at all. The fact is, I told him anything I could do to help him.
Why, Lawman.
And so in reward, my friend, I have chosen you for a task, too.
Oh, you mean I'm going to write pamphlets?
No, not write them. Disseminate them.
Oh, I am, huh?
I shall appoint you as a disseminator of literature. A very important task, my friend. Very important.
Well, good for me. Yeah,
I shall discuss it further with you later on. But now I must leave. Farewell. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Artie. Did you hear that, Mr. Pamphlet Writer?
Oh.
I'm a disintegrator. A disseminator of literature. Awfully important job. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, but... What is one of them disseminators, or what is that, Lon?
You know what that is, undoubtedly.
Huh?
Wait a minute, let me get that dictionary we got in the library.
Well, don't you know what it is neither?
Yeah, of course I do, but the dictionary explains it in some little bitty words that you can understand. Here now, let's see. I reckon that's spelled with a D, sure.
You wouldn't want to trade jobs with me, would you, Lon?
Of course not. I got just what I want. That silly. Let's see. I had this.
It's just a little pamphlet, right?
The
biggest name I've...
That's it. Disseminate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To stir or spread about. Spread about?
Well, you're supposed to spread the pamphlets around, huh? Take them to all the houses and stuff. Sort of a deliver boy.
Well, I'll dad blame. Here I am, owner of a big store, justice of the peace, ex-president of the school board, and now I get punted to be a deliver boy. I agree that varmint ain't going to get away with it.
Wait a minute. Wonderful world.
Yeah, wonderful world.